But I so today we're going to deep dive into a book. It's called The Road Back to Wholeness by Stephanie A. Wakeman.
Sounds intriguing.
Yeah. And it's if you're the kind of person who wants to learn efficiently, like quickly and thoroughly about new ways to, be well and healthy, this book I think is a really good place to start.
I like that.
Yeah. And it's kind of interesting because it blends Western psychotherapy with Eastern energy practices,
Okay.
which, on the surface might seem a little unusual.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
So our mission today is to understand how this sort of integrated approach can actually give us like tangible tools to heal and improve our well-being.
Gotcha.
So right off the bat, the book's central theme is that healing needs to go beyond just treating, the symptoms or the surface level stuff. It's really about integrating the body, mind, and spirit.
Yeah, like a whole person approach.
Exactly, creating the whole person, not just, the individual parts.
Yeah, like that.
So to do that, Wakeman dives into the field of energy psychology, which is kind of the foundation for a lot of the techniques in the book.
And just for someone who's not familiar with energy psychology, what would you say? Like, what is that in a nutshell?
So in a nutshell, energy psychology is, well, it's basically saying that our thoughts, emotions, even our behaviors, they're all connected to our body's like subtle energy systems.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so like the idea is that if we can work with these energy systems, we can actually impact our emotional and mental states.
Huh.
And there's actually some research that shows, even simple techniques can send calming signals to the brain.
Really?
Yeah, which could be a super fast way to like de-escalate when you're feeling, really intense emotions.
Wow, that's fascinating.
Yeah, so she talks about specific techniques in the book like EFT, muscle testing, energy meridian tapping.
Can you break those down a little bit for us?
Sure. So EFT stands for Emotional Freedom Techniques, and basically it involves tapping on specific points on your body. These are called energy meridian points, and you're tapping while you're focusing on a particular thought or emotion that's bothering you.
So I'm guessing these meridians are like pathways of energy or something.
Yeah, kind of, but it's not so much about like literal physical pathways. I think it's more helpful to think of them as like energetic maps of the body that have been recognized in Eastern traditions for a long time.
Oh, okay.
And the idea is that by tapping on these points, you're releasing like energetic disruptions that are connected to that specific thought or emotion.
Interesting.
Now, muscle testing is a little different and might seem a little weird at first.
Oh, it's
Well, it's based on the idea that subtle changes in muscle strength can actually show us like subconscious responses to things.
Oh, wow.
So the book actually walks you through protocols to figure out what underlying stresses might be going on. And then there's meridian tapping, which is more general, and that involves stimulating those energy pathways that we were talking about. And that can help with a lot of things like processing trauma, reducing stress, and even getting rid of emotional blockages.
So instead of just sitting and talking about a problem, you're actually physically doing something to address it.
Yeah, exactly. You're interacting with this energy system in a hands-on way.
I like that.
And that ties into the book's big message, which is about personal empowerment. Wakeman is really presenting these techniques not as like passive treatments, but as tools that you can use to actively participate in your own healing.
Right, you're taking control.
Exactly. And it's not something you have to wait for. It's something you can start doing right now.
That's powerful.
So in addition to these techniques, the book also includes all sorts of practical exercises, visualizations, and reflections.
What are those like?
Well, they're basically designed to help you engage with the concepts on a deeper level.
Okay.
So for instance, the visualizations, they can help you process past experiences, but like in a new way by creating new internal images.
Oh, I see.
And the reflective exercises are really about promoting self-awareness and introspection. And then there are step-by-step guides for techniques like EFT, which give you like concrete ways to improve your emotional regulation and potentially find more inner clarity.
That sounds really useful.
It is, and it's worth mentioning that Wakeman's writing style is super compassionate and affirming.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it really makes a difference because it helps you feel safe and encouraged, especially when you're dealing with tough emotions or maybe past trauma.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It reinforces the idea that healing is about self-acceptance and growth, not about judgment or shame.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
So for you listening, if you're at all interested in exploring alternative ways to heal, or if you're looking for more emotional freedom, or even if you're just curious about your own spiritual development, this book seems like a great resource.
Definitely.
It's super hands-on and really empowers you to take charge of your own well-being.
And you were saying earlier that it might also be helpful for people who are already in therapy or doing other self-help work.
Yeah, for sure. It could be a great complement to traditional approaches because it offers such a different perspective and some really practical techniques to try.
Awesome.
All right, so to sum up our deep dive into the road back to wholeness, today we've learned that Stephanie Wakeman is all about integrating Western psychology with Eastern energy practices. And this book is packed with tools that can help you improve your emotional and spiritual well-being.
And the key takeaway is that you are an active participant in this healing process.
Exactly. So here's something to think about as you go about your day.
Okay.
How might consciously working with your body's energy, like Wakeman talks about in the book, how might that enhance or change the way you approach your own well-being?
That's a great question to ponder.
It is, and it's something I'm definitely going to be exploring further myself.
Me too.
Awesome. Well, thanks for joining me on this deep dive today.
It's been a pleasure.
Until next time, happy healing.
Take care.